What would it take for you to drop everything and follow a call you've just heard? What holds you back from the life God is inviting you into? Today we walk alongside fishermen who leave their nets behind and discover what it means when Jesus says, "Follow me." I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. Last week, we followed Jesus into the wilderness, where he was tested for 40 days before emerging to announce, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom." We reflected on our own wilderness times and what it means to turn towards God's kingdom breaking into our lives right now. Today, Jesus begins calling people to join him in this kingdom work, and the way Mark tells it is surprisingly abrupt and immediate. Today's reading comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. As Jesus passed alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away, they left their nets and followed him. After going a little farther, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment, he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. What are you in the middle of doing right now in your life? What would it take for you to drop everything and follow a new call? What's holding you back? Mark tells this story with remarkable economy. Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. He sees Simon and Andrew casting nets. He says, "Come follow me and I'll show you how to fish for people." And immediately, that word again, they leave their nets and follow him. Then a little further down the shore, Jesus sees James and John mending nets with their father Zebedee. He calls them. They leave their father in the boat with the hired workers and follow. That's it. No long conversations, no weighing of options, no going home to think about it. Just an invitation and an immediate response. This abruptness is startling. These are working men with families and responsibilities. Fishing was not a hobby, it was their livelihood, their family business. The text mentions Zebedee had hired workers, suggesting that this was a substantial operation. James and John weren't just leaving a job, they were leaving their father and the family business. And yet they go. Immediately. Mark doesn't explain why. He doesn't tell us if they'd heard Jesus preach, if they knew his reputation, if they'd been longing for something more. He just shows us the call and the response. "Follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." Jesus takes their everyday work, fishing, and transforms it into a metaphor for kingdom work. They know how to catch fish. Jesus will teach them to catch people, to draw people into God's kingdom, to gather a community around this new reality breaking into the world. But notice what following requires. Leaving. Leaving their nets, their boats, their father, their familiar life. Following Jesus means letting go of what we know to embrace what we don't yet understand. Hear the passage again. As Jesus passed alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away they left their nets and followed him. After going a little farther, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment, he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. Take a moment to connect this story with your life. Where is Jesus calling you to follow right now? What are the things that you might need to leave behind in order to follow Jesus? What is it that keeps you in the boat? Would you pray with me? God, who calls us from familiar shores, you invite us to follow you into places we cannot yet see. You take what we already know, our work, our gifts, our ordinary lives, and transform them into tools for your kingdom. Help us hear your call. We confess we are often afraid to leave what we know. Our nets feel safe, even when they trap us. Our boats feel secure, even when they limit us. Give us courage to step out when you call, trusting that you will show us the way. We pray this in the name of Jesus, your beloved one. And as we end our time, we pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.